Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, Mom, it's the Commute with Mom show. We're back in action here on a sunny Monday morning in Kentucky.
It's very, very important to add
the other co-host. Are you there, Mom?
I'm here.
I dropped the football in the opening. I started it, and I forgot I didn't merge the call. You weren't even there with me yet.
I'm here.
Yeah, I got you. I lost you at first. It was my fault. It was technical difficulties. The producer had technical difficulties.
Well, that's the way it goes.
Thanks. Thanks for your understanding. I appreciate that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, what kind of a day did you have at the Derby?
Fantastic. Well, you couldn't have had better weather, you know. It's like probably high 70s, sunny, breezy. They set a record for attendance.
Really?
170,500 people.
Oh, my heavens.
That's a few people.
Well, you all look very elegant.
Yeah, we sent you a few pictures, and I think Kathy posted on Facebook for you, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, tell me, is Eric taller than you?
He's just about, isn't he?
Yeah.
We don't need to highlight that fact, do we?
Well, okay. Whatever you say, but your wife and your daughters looked absolutely gorgeous.
Well, thank you. Yeah, now that we're up to double digit in listeners, we have 10 listeners that are repeat listeners. Thank you. Thank you, all you droves that are listening to this wonderful commute story. I'm down in Kentucky, and I went to the Derby on Saturday. And I had a pretty unusual thing happen, something my dad and Kenny would just be very thrilled with. Do you want to know what happened to me on the Derby?
I think you won something.
I hit the trifecta.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's a...
Can you tell me a figure, or is that private?
I'd rather not, because this is public. But it wasn't a very big figure, because you had two favorites with, like, a 9-to-1 shot. So, but I'll tell you, I wouldn't have cared if it paid $50, just said it won. So to be able to say I hit the Derby at one of the most difficult... hit the trifecta at one of the most difficult horse races of the year, and at Kentucky Derby, just... phenomenal. I was so super excited. You have no idea.
Well, for heaven's sakes.
More
yes,
for winning.
Your father and Mark would have been very jealous.
Yes. More for winning than the money. And it would have been the same for them. It had nothing to do with the money. It wasn't that big of money, but because I spent a lot to get there, too.
But you did it.
Right. So that's check mark. So we got that, a real good one. And Tina and I think we've got Kathy convinced to go to the Indianapolis 500 with us here in 2 weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
We're so close. We're just going to buy the cheap infield tickets and say we've experienced the Indianapolis 500, which they say the infield is absolutely a madhouse.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that would be wonderful.
That's 300,000 people.
Oh, my gosh.
So.
Oh, my gosh.
Not sure we're up for that, but we're thinking we're gaming for it. So.
Tell me, how is... Rufus and Scarlett.
Oh, they're both very good. How are your two cats up there?
Yeah, they're good. Now, your little cat didn't suffer any injuries from the overhead door coming on her?
No, the overhead garage door going down on the cat, the auto door, that didn't seem to stop correctly. She seems fine. And the vet clinic even did a follow-up to make sure she was okay. So that was pretty nice of them.
Well, yes. Yes, so. It is. Okay, did you look up anything special?
I did, but why don't you go first? What'd you look up?
Well, I looked up the Washington Monument, and I know we've probably done this before, but...
Well, we have new listeners.
Yes, that's right. Anyway, the Space Needle was built for the World's Fair the year you were born, 1962.
Thanks for dating me. I appreciate that.
And the largest piece of forged steel ever made was made for the 1893 Chicago World's Fair, a Ferris wheel. And then I looked up the Washington Monument. Plans were started before Washington was elected president. It was planned as a monument to commemorate the chief of... during the Revolutionary War.
Oh, dear.
And, After George Washington was elected president, plans were scrapped due to low money. And in 1833, a group headed by John Marshall, wasn't he the first Chief Justice?
Chief Justice, I think, yeah. I think he was the first Chief Justice, yep.
And in 1848, the cornerstone was put in place, but there were 1,000 people present, including a little-known congressman from Illinois, Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln, wow.
1854, it was 150 feet high, and a group called the Know-Nothings, they were anti-immigrants, anti-Catholic, became angry when the Pope donated a block of stone to be incorporated in the monument. So it was stopped then.
Wow.
And it was from a Roman temple. And the group took the stone in possession of the monument. So, of course, construction was stopped during the Civil War.
Civil War, yeah.
President U.S. Grant started work again on it in 1879. And by then, the quarry stone was a little bit darker. And they could not.
Yeah, yeah.
So the bottom is a little bit lighter than the rest.
Yep.
And it was finished in 1884 with a dedication a year later and opened to the public in 1888. It was the tallest building in the world till the Eiffel Tower.
Wow. Yeah, that quarry, even though the U.S. government stopped and didn't want any more stone because the war and they ran out of money, the quarry was still an active business. So they were selling stone, so they kept digging down.
Oh.
And so by the time the U.S. government got there, the quarry, it wasn't that the, you know, just where they were digging stopped and changed. It was because they were much further down into the quarry, and like you said, the stone did change.
So there was nothing they could do about that,
no,
really.
No way. No way they could do it. It was a really funny story to me.
Yeah. 1982, a 66-year-old Navy veteran drove his van to the base and said he was going to blow up the monument with 1,000 pounds of dynamite.
Here.
He was in protest of the atomic bomb. Tourists were trapped inside for several hours. He finally let them go, and after 10 hours, he drove away, and he was shot and killed, and there was no dynamite was found.
It was all just a bluff to get the attention.
And in 2011, there was an earthquake in Virginia that caused several cracks.
Ooh.
Yeah, and it was closed again for repair, and it was reopened in May of 2014. That's
it. Pretty good. I've been up that a couple of times.
Yeah, I mean, I know we've done it before, but, you know, you can always find something else.
Oh, yeah. The monument's neat. You get up there and, of course, it's at the center of the Washington Mall where all the monuments are. And up at one of the windows, you look down and you just have this most gorgeous view of the White House.
Wow.
So it's a good deal. It's a fun thing. And, of course, for us, it's kind of interesting because the Bennington Monument is so close to being like it.
Very close. I wonder what the difference in height is.
Yeah, let's look it up for tomorrow. Bennington Monument, of course, is a Revolutionary War monument for the Battle of Bennington, and Washington Monument, I suppose, is really for Washington. I've always wondered, it really means that to be for George Washington or for the city, you know?
Oh, yeah.
One thing we haven't done, I'd like to do tomorrow, if you know, I remember, is they named Washington, D.C., Washington. I'm sure that's after George, but what was that city named before that, I wonder?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, we should always take it for granted, but where did Washington come from? And then, of course, District of Columbia. Columbia was the goddess of something, and Columbia was on a lot of the money they printed, that goddess. You know, that's the female statue there that's got the robes all around her and everything.
Oh, yeah.
I have to look that up, Washington, D.C. and Columbia. Anyways, I looked up, it's funny, we both did landmarks. I did New Grange, which is that tomb in Ireland, remember?
Oh, yes. Well, I saw the pictures that you posted, and I just couldn't quite figure out, you know, where it was.
Right. So I sent you two emails. One, I'd seen a picture of inside the chamber, because this is a Irish tomb going back to 3200 B.C. Can you imagine?
Oh, my heavens.
So that makes it older, which, of course, what's interesting is Ireland doesn't really have the same publicity as far as being a landmark tourist attraction the way the pyramids do or Stonehenge, but that New Grange is older than both of those.
It's older than both? Wow.
Which is, you know, remarkable, right? So it's prehistoric. And of course, the stones, if you go on the internet and look up New Grange, G-R-A-N-G-E, you'll see even engravings on those stones, right, in one of the pictures I showed you. And they kind of thought that was decorative, you know, just to make it, you know, look pretty, so to speak, you know, be pleasing to the eye. But what they discovered later was that the engravings are even underneath the stones where they're facing the dirt.
Oh,
so
my heavens.
They certainly weren't for people to come look at if they're buried into the ground, right?
It's unbelievable how they can make these circular designs in the rocks.
Yeah, they think religious in scope is what they think it is. So, and then they think it took anywhere between 5 and 30 years to build back in 3200 BC. It's a long time.
Before Christ, 3200 years before. Oh my gosh!
Right, so 5,000 years old. It's 5,000 years old.
Oh, my gosh. You know, there's no way in hell you'd ever get me in there.
Yeah, you know? It's not really, doesn't really have a earthquake rating or a fire rating. But, yeah, it's kind of funny. It's lasted 5,000 years.
Of course. Of course.
And, of course, they have this ring of stones around the outside that you see, and they're called curb stones, just like a curb. Maybe that's where that word came from. I don't know. But those stones weigh sometimes, believe it or not, 2,000 tons.
Oh, my gosh.
And those stones were not dug up close to New Grange. They were
my heavens.
Transported over 10 miles.
10 miles?
10 miles. How did they do that back then?
I don't know. I think, you know, more recently maybe they put them on, like, round logs and kind of roll them along.
Holy God!
I can't imagine what they did, how they ever did that.
That's what they're saying, because it's uphill. They know they could use a river for part of it. They would literally lash the stones to giant boats, float them up for a while, and then dig them out of the river. I don't know how they could ever do that. So, anyways, you really got to wonder. There's 547 of those big slabs in that. That monument, 547 big stones. So,
glory be.
245 feet across. This is New Grange in Ireland. Kind of interesting place to go visit, I suppose. So, 245 feet is about 100. It's about a football field. So,
oh my gosh.
Close to a football field around, and then it's 40 feet high. So, that's about, 14 yards or something like that. So, 40 feet high. So, yeah, that's like a 3-story high building, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Sits on an acre and a quarter, so that's the site. And, of course, the interesting thing we found out is it was a big deal the way they have these called the sun windows where the chambers are. There's some sun boxes on the roof.
Uh-huh.
And just once a year, the way where the sun is and where the sun box is, which is kind of like a window, and it deflects the sun, it will light up the whole passageway just once a year.
Oh, my heavens.
So they think, and that's the winter solstice, so I think it's, you know, getting ready for the spring. So they believe it's religious in context because it would get them ready for the coming spring. And, of course, what was important to people back then was good weather so they could grow crops, right?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I just, you know, sometimes I wonder, did the Lord sort of deteriorate our mind at one time, because, you know, this time period they were so brilliant.
They sure knew how to get the most out of what little they had, right?
Yes. And, you know, now today, of course, everything we have is electronic.
Yep.
I mean, how did they know? I mean, you had to know something about math to be able to build something like this.
Sure. Well, they didn't have a calculator.
No. No, that's right.
No computer for how-to instructions.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, you think about it, you're right, because then same time, these people had to, all on by themselves with no modern device, they had to grow and get all their food, right? They had to kill it, dress it, or grow it. So that was a huge time investment, right?
Yes.
And then taking care of their household. There was no contractors to hire to come do work on your roof.
That's right.
And clothes. You took care of your own clothes by hand.
That's right.
So,
They had to make the cloth, too.
Yeah, you didn't send your kids off to school. They were in the house with you. So.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know where they had the time. We think we have no free time. What the heck did those people do, right?
I know. Well, I know the Japanese at one time said, I read it someplace where they said that they were doing calculus when we were still swinging from trees.
You wonder, right? I mean, They basically worked all day long, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And
yes.
They had to be on guard for predators, probably, because they could get attacked.
Well, I really don't think we were descendants from the monkeys, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just an expression they used because they wanted us to know that the Japanese were more intelligent, and maybe they are.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's all just your culture and upbringing. So,
yeah, I went over to Hudson Falls Saturday.
Oh, you did?
Yes. Couldn't get the cruise control to work, and Jane told me that once you turn it on, then you have to set it. See, I never had to do that with the Sentry.
Oh, yeah, you have to hit set.
So anyway, it was very nice. Saw, some of my relatives and
nice.
So that turned out nice.
That's good. I'm glad to get out there. So how'd the new car cruise? The new used car cruise?
Oh, very, yeah. It rolled along good. But, you know, I really like the cruise. I don't use it that much. Of course, you wouldn't use it around the city. But, you know, it kind of protects you against going too fast. So, but anyway, it worked out good.
Just on your grandson that, use that cruise control. He drove us, he drove most of the way to and from the Kentucky Derby.
Did he really?
Yep.
Well, very good.
We took the dogs to the dog park yesterday, met Stephanie. She's in her finals week at UK. So we went out there, hit the grocery store, and we had breakfast. Hey, you want to know something really weird? So Steffi went to the Derby with her friends, and they went to the infield.
Uh-huh.
And we left separately, Tina, Eric, myself, and Kathy. Now, there's 170,000 people in Louisville to this Derby. As we
How many?
Pull, 170,000 people are going to the Derby.
Oh, my gosh. 170,000. Oh, my gosh.
So she left from Lexington. We left from Danville, you know, an hour away at different times. And so there was no coordination. We didn't know. We just knew they're both leaving in the morning, and she's going to go with her friends. So we're not going to see her till we're at the race. We call and say, hey, let's meet at so-and-so. So anyway, we're about 2 miles away from Papa John's Stadium where you can park, and there's a gas station to our right, and guess who pulls out in front of us? Right in front of us. Not two cars in front of us, not two cars behind us, but the car directly in front of us. What do you think it is?
Stephanie, I bet.
It was Stephanie.
Wow, that was what a coincidence.
We screamed at her, and you should see her face. She was like, what's going on? It was pretty funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Really strange timing for that to happen, don't you think?
Well, yes.
That's why I won the trifecta. It was good luck, great from the beginning.
Oh, my heavens.
So.
That's unbelievable.
That is. Well, guess what?
You're at the ranch.
I'm at the ranch.
Okay, my dear. You have a wonderful day.
We've successfully wasted another 25 minutes of people's time if they listen to us. Hey.
Well.
Guess what? We have an email now I set up for the radio show.
Oh, did you really?
We did. I set up in case we have, you know, in case all these massive fans want to send us a note about saying, hey, we're entertaining, we're funny. or were informative, or they want a topic discussed by this expert research team.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Right, if they have an idea of something they want us to look up. So it's commutewithmom@gmail.com.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep, commutewithmom@gmail.com. So if someone sends
us
an email.
Oh, that is great.
Yeah, we can answer the emails online.
Wonderful.
All right. So I love you, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, and I love you, hon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.